AM 1490 KOVC and NewsDakota.com. I'm Joel Morgan with you on this afternoon. And joining us is Maple Valley Raiders head coach Jay Coca. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well, battling a little cold and a hoarse voice, I guess, from the weekend, but doing well coming off a nice Barnes County tournament.
You guys win the Barnes County Tournament Championship for the first time in a couple seasons. You beat Sergeant Central 55-25, and then it was a couple close games after that, at least Enderlin. You beat the Eagles by 2 points, 52-50. Lamore Litchfield-Marin, you win 57-41 to get the title. How do you feel things went overall in those three games for you guys?
You know, I obviously, you know, Enderlin put some pressure on us and forced us out of what we do well early in the game. But, you know, like I was telling our guys and people in the community, I think overall it was a good weekend, a good week for us. You know, we had the target on us as a number one seed, and, you know, I think our guys felt a little pressure with that throughout the week as well. But we had some guys really step up, you know, and take charge, especially in that Enderlin game with our couple leading scorers didn't lead us in scoring, and that says something about our bench and other guys stepping up. And, you know, I felt really good about our defensive effort in all three games. Holding teams to under 50 points in all three games is really, really remarkable, and that's something that we pride ourselves on, is working hard defensively. And we talk about, you know, we're going to have bad shooting nights, nights where the ball's not going in the hole, but our defensive effort can be there every night, and I thought our defensive effort was definitely there all three games.
You beat Enderlin now twice this season. How unique is that matchup with the Eagles? Because half those guys are teammates about 2 months ago, and now they're playing against each other, and then they're going to be teammates probably again in another 6 weeks or probably another 2 months. And it's got to make for a unique matchup between those teams.
It does. The kids definitely know each other fairly well and are involved in other sports playing with each other. And, you know, I think it gives a unique perspective. And I think both teams play at a different level when we play each other and wanting to beat each other. And, you know, that's a neat situation. But Enderlin poses some matchup problems for us with their size and with their shooters on the perimeter. So they did a good job. I thought Coach Kraft had them very well prepared, and I thought they played at a high level against us. And like I said before, I was just very impressed with how our guys composed themselves, and down 14 in the second quarter, coming back and making a game out of it and winning at the end.
You guys are now 9-0 on the season. You're ranked number 9 in the state. I talked to you a little bit about that first day of the BCT, and you said the focus has still been for you guys. It's always just going to be one game at a time, and where you sit in the rankings really hasn't been discussed in the locker room.
It hasn't, and, you know, I haven't mentioned the thing to the kids about being ranked, you know, in the top 10 in the state of North Dakota, and we're still going to continue to go one game at a time, and our focus today is obviously going to be on Hankinson for tomorrow. And I guess that's our philosophy moving forward, that next game is the most important game. The game we're playing is the most important game, and we can't overlook anybody. That's when you get bumped off or don't play your best. So one game at a time, we're going to take it and give our best effort and continue to do that. But we definitely talked about being a champion, wanting to be a champion, and how, you know, becoming a champion, it gets contagious. You want to have that feeling all the time. So definitely we're going to continue to talk about one game at a time, but being a champion moving forward here in the March.
You returned a lot of seniors from last year's team, and you returned a lot of underclassmen who saw some minutes last year. It was a strong start to begin the season for you guys, and then in the latter half, you just struggled to find some points and win some games. With the end of last season, what was the biggest takeaway, and what was the plan moving into the 2017-18 year?
We lost a lot of close games in the middle of the year. I think we had a 7-8 game stretch where we lost all those games by under 10 points. And towards the end of the year into the region, we found a way to win a few of those games, and that carried over. And, you know, that senior leadership we have and the group of young guys who got that experience carried over throughout the summer. Definitely plays a big role in the moving forward, and that senior leadership that we have is huge. I talked to a few of those guys, and they didn't feel like they had the best tournaments in the Barnes County, but we had guys step up, and that's what makes this group special. We find ways to win basketball games. We work tremendously hard, and these kids, all of them, 1 through 13 that we have on our team, are team players, and that plays a big, big role in moving forward and knowing that your teammates have each other's back, and obviously playing good, aggressive, hard defense, holding teams to under 50 points, we're going to have a chance to win each and every night. So we'll continue to work offensively and try and get some more points on the board, more than 52 and 55 that we've been putting up. But, you know, as long as our defensive effort stays there, I think our guys have bought into what it takes to win and what we need to do as a team to win.
We're talking with Jay Coca, head coach of the Maple Valley boys basketball team here this afternoon. You'll start the second half of the season with Hankinson, but a look down the way on this schedule, Lemoore, Litchfield, Marin, you have a rematch with them. Richland's on the schedule. Oak Grove's coming up. Kindred's below 500, but they have an athletic bunch. They find ways to win games. What adjustments are you going to make now between games when you get back to that two games a week schedule to account for the fact that the competition is just going to keep getting better?
Yeah, it's definitely going to get better, and we're going to play some really good teams. A lot of film. We'll look at film, make sure we're no personnel, know what they're doing, and our focus is always going to be defense and finding out what teams do defensively as well to counter what they're doing, so we can look to score offensively. And you know, a lot of things we'll put in different game plans. Things will change up here throughout when we're playing some of these teams. There's things that we've put in over break and things that we're going to continue to put in that we haven't run yet that will, you know, start showing here shortly once we get into more region play. But definitely each and every day it's in region one, you've got to be ready and you've got to be prepared. And I've said that all along. That's part of the fun of coaching in region one is the preparation and making sure you're ready from number one to 13. It's going to be a battle every day.
It'll start with the Pirates coming up tomorrow night. What are you expecting out of Hankinson?
They're well coached. Coach Gockler does a good job with them. They switch things up defensively. They play some man-to-man. They run some full court pressured stuff. They 1-2-2, 2-3, 1-3-1. So they're going to mix it up defensively on us. They have a couple big guys in Race and Mauk. Mauk 6'3", jumps really well and works in the post, and Race is 6'2", and he's strong as an ox, so they're going to do a lot of high-low action in the post, and their guards, all three of them, Bowl, Round, and Falk, can all shoot from the perimeter, so we're going to have to be ready. They like to push and transition, and they run a unique style of offense where we're going to have to be ready to counter that with our defense and have high intensity level, and we're on the road, not an easy place to play, so we'll have to be ready for tomorrow night.
Jay Coca, head coach of Maple Valley boys basketball, with us. Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll keep up with you, talk some more this season.
All right, Joel, thanks for the coverage. We appreciate it.